This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I am not Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you're not definitely either.
I'm not Johnny Cash. We're here. Y'all got me all messed up.
Okay, I'm Mudbug.
I'm here with Jimmy E. and Mudbug.
That's me.
MIA, which is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. And we have already started the consumption part.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the sound effects. I think that sound effects is more like... Isn't that kind of like the death scene? Like it's just like desert, and that's when you get that sound?
They're on their way to the showdown.
There's a showdown?
It's got to be the showdown. I mean, it's old western, right? They're on their way there.
This ain't old western. This is MIA. But it didn't make a noise, Jim.
I wish we had a video shot of Jimmy's face when he was trying to open that.
We have a special Jimmy.
Yes. Jimmy has to announce
Idiots
and Alcohol tonight.
Tonight, what we're going to be doing is, I was gifted this.
Gifted.
A while back.
He can't tell you how long ago.
I don't remember.
It's been fermenting since.
But it's been sealed until just now. I just unsealed it.
I just saw him unseal it.
And it is called Sugarlands Shine.
Is it from Sugarland? Sugarland, Texas?
No.
It's not from the country.
It is bottled in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, it might be Sugarland.
And it is Chipper Jones Sweet Tea Moonshine.
Chipper Jones.
And it smells like sweet tea.
Sweet tea. It's after my own heart right there.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, have no idea. I guess Chipper is a part of this company.
Sorry to all you Astro fans like myself.
Yeah, he was Atlanta Braves. Yeah, the team that terrorized us all through the 80s.
Through the 90s, actually. 90s.
Oh,
whatever.
See, I don't keep track of that stuff.
Yeah, they were the legendary team in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I said, 90s.
Oh, yeah, that was way before I even thought about baseball.
What? Man, they had.
I was in the.
They definitely had. Superior pitching staff.
This is not a sports podcast. We don't really care.
Man, was it the professor?
Smoltz.
MIA.
The professor.
Glavin.
They had Tom Glavin, but they had the professor on that same. They called him the professor or whatever. But I'll think of his name in a minute. But
I remember Tom Glavin, John Smoltz, Chipper Jones.
And Chipper Jones wasn't a pitcher.
I didn't say he was a pitcher.
Chipper Jones was just the super famous hitter.
I'm just going to let you know right now.
When these
two guys start talking about sports, that's when I get quiet. Because I'm like,
no clue.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, there you go.
He knows Earl Campbell.
All right, here we go. Ready? And this is us. We're going to be sampling this.
Da-da-da.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to sample.
Cheers.
Sugarland Shine. It's Chipper Jones Sweet Tea Moonshine.
This is all on you, Chipper.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, that is really darn good.
Are they still in business? Jimmy's fine.
Sneezing.
Jimmy is allergic to it.
I had to sneeze all of a sudden.
Jimmy went into a sneezing fit.
Well,
it must have been.
That is definitely sweet tea.
That's pretty dang good.
Hold on, that is
pretty good.
Y'all keep talking. I'm going to take another drink.
Knott's going to do another drink.
My goodness,
we may have just
that
found
is really good.
We just may have just found Knott's new favorite drink.
Chipper Jones, you're all right, man. You're all right. Jones was a really good player, though.
You know how good that'd be if it was cold.
If it was on ice.
Well, here, got my refrigerator right here.
Well, put it down in the ice.
Here, give me a couple cubes of ice over.
All right.
I don't know. That's some super awesome stuff right there.
That's 20%, by the way.
20% alcohol?
20%, yeah.
Okay. That's not very much. No. For, yeah. Is that considered a whiskey? Is that
considered? It's called moonshine.
Oh, moonshine. At 20% alcohol?
I guess. I don't know nothing about moonshine.
Yeah, well, he just read the label, yeah. Didn't he? Said
20%. I know about drinking moonshine.
At 20% alcohol, that's not moonshine.
Anytime somebody hands me something, they just tell me it's alcohol. I just drink it, and I don't ever pay attention to how much alcohol is in it.
I'm just saying, with 20% alcohol, it's not moonshine. This just flavored water.
It says it's moonshine.
Hell, you say?
They called it moonshine.
If I make something and I call it moonshine, you're going to call it moonshine.
Well,
because I made it. I say it's moonshine. You're going to call it moonshine.
Yeah. Doesn't make it moonshine. It's like calling a smart car a car. It's like an oxymoron.
But it is, because it's called smart car.
It's like calling a smart car smart.
Well, either way, I guess it's
depends on where you're looking at. Which
I'm just being
honest.
Anyway. I have the dumbest smartphone in the world.
Yeah, well, you know.
I like when people say, do you have an iPhone? I have my phone.
The operator ain't that bright either, but I'm just
saying. Well, there you go. Yeah.
What, that you agree with?
No, I didn't agree. I did not. So
you
did. I said, well.
No,
did you
said,
did you
yeah.
know what he
I
was
said,
saying?
Well, no, you said, yeah.
Did not light our pants on fire.
Yes.
Music, idiots, and alcohol. Can we start this over? I'm not Johnny Cash.
Sure.
I'm here with Jimmy E. and Mudbug, and this is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. We have just tried some
really good stuff.
Sugarland moonshine.
Something supported by Chipper Jones
tea.
Thing.
Chipper Jones Sweet Tea Moonshine.
That's only 20%, not 220.
You want the label so you can read it up?
20%.
No. I'd have to borrow your glasses so I could read it. Remember, I'm old.
My goodness. Well, they're right. I got another pair right here.
All
right.
So what y'all been up to since the last one?
Since the last time we sat down and did this.
Which was, we skipped a week.
Oh, that's right. We skipped a week. Oh, yes. My gosh. I bet our fans are pissed.
We had a week from hell.
I'm sorry.
All this work. I'm sitting here sweating just thinking about what I'm going to say next. I mean,
the reason you were sweating because you knew we were going
to
start with you.
I'm going to have to start wearing a headband for the sweat for whenever I'm in here doing this work.
Yeah, you don't have your ramp hat on. What's up with that?
It's sitting right here. It's out there. Because I got these headphones on my head. Yeah. Gunion.
Large cranium.
That's a very large cranium.
You know, I'm glad to say that they do have
so that his body looks proportionate.
They do have hats for folks
me
and you.
I'm surprised they got it to size after they redid my skull and everything.
Well, yeah, but you know they have hats that are specifically made for people like me and you with large craniums.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a hat company called Mammoth Hat Company. And they're hats for people who like 7 1/8 and above.
I thought you were going to be like a sombrero or something.
That's
so that
a good
you're
point,
always in the shade or
that's
something.
That's who I would definitely have to order them from because I have a really
yeah, because all my hats I wear, I mean, they're on, you know, like the last two thingies.
That's yeah, yeah.
The last two
on the snapback.
Yeah, little snapback.
Yeah.
I have a hard time wearing those hats because I get to, even when I regular baseball cap now, it gives me, it's feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's a mental thing. I feel like it gives me a headache.
I can't wear like.
But now my little, like Sean calls my little
ramp hat.
He calls it my ramp hat. But these things, it's like soft. It doesn't give me the.
Yeah. It's soft.
But I've been wearing those since I was a kid, though. I lost one of them. You got burned up my fire. I didn't have one. But
burned up.
I never bought another one.
It
kind of
looks.
Years
the
ago.
Way it's shaped, folks, if you haven't seen a picture of Mudbug wearing his ramp hat.
Anybody that knows Mudbug knows my hat.
Hey, you just hush. I'm trying to talk right now. What it looks like is if you ever driving down the road and you see them guys on bicycles driving down the road, in the bicycles, and they got them helmets on, it looks like one of those, only not backwards.
Yeah. That's why I always thought those. I always thought those baseball
without the big ass hole in it. You know?
I said baseball. Those bicycle hats. I always thought those bicycle hats were backwards, but didn't realize they actually weren't. But
yeah, they're aerodynamic. That's why I thought maybe you had yours on.
Backwards. Oh, it has to have the swoosh in the back, making it feel like you're going faster.
It's just aerodynamics, man.
It has a ramp on it.
It holds
the back. Holds the back down.
That way they're. butt doesn't fly out of the chair. Yeah,
because they get going so fast on their bicycle.
Good, man.
You would think you would think the spoiler would be lower.
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy.
They probably created that for them steroid-ridden bicyclists.
See, hey, maybe that's why they wear them fanny packs on backwards. It's like a spoiler.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. Can't talk too much shit.
I could make a comment about that, but I refuse.
Maybe Lance could call us and let us know.
Lance?
Yeah, you know.
Remember? Mr. Armstrong?
Mr. Lance, yeah.
That's what I said, steroid-ridden bicyclist.
He didn't mean it, Lance.
I'm sorry, Lance.
You got to be nice to the public, Bug. There's no wonder people don't like
you. I got no problem. Hey, Lance, he won his awards. He did what he did. He's awesome. Man,
I won mine, too.
I could not have done that. He did. I could.
I won an award once.
Did you? What did you win for?
Manager of the year.
Manager of the year. What did you manage?
Store.
Oh. Did you manage to get to work?
Yeah, that too.
I got an award once. Participation trophy.
Got a participation trophy?
Oh. It was sixth place.
He's that next generation guy.
I was like 6 years old.
He's that next generation guy.
Not talking all this, and he got one as well because he's on the same team, but we got an award for
it. Wait, not was playing sports?
It was bowling.
Oh, bowling.
Forever ago when we were kids.
We were in sixth place. We got a sixth place trophy. It wasn't a participation trophy.
Were there just six teams?
Oh, look, he's trying to be remember.
I think there was 10.
Hey, but if you does the Olympics award people all the way to sixth place?
Hey,
no.
You know what?
Here's so therefore, sixth place is a participation trophy.
Well, it did not say thanks for participating. It said sixth place. So it let you know where you fell amongst the crowd.
Out of six teams.
I don't care. What I'm saying is there's a difference.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if there were six teams.
There's literally a difference between.
Yes. He's trying to clarify why. Not got the same trophy. He's trying to make sure mine's different.
It said sixth place. Thank you for participating, loser.
Loser.
Loser. Exactly. Exactly. It put you in your place. It let you know. Yeah, you bowled. Thanks. You came in sixth.
I'm pretty much the best there is when I get up more than piss excellence.
Now, when you get a participation, everybody gets participation.
And this is in bowling, but I
do. It just says thanks for participating. You don't get first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 20th, and all that. It's
either way
participating. That's it. Everybody gets the same damn award.
This ain't the YMCA. Dang it.
Even if there were 10 teams, in other words, on the league we played in when we were 6 years old. Even if there were 10 teams, the 10th place team got an award that said 10th place.
Yeah, well.
That was the point of.
Just imagine how good I am now. When I came in 6th place at 6 years old.
Yeah.
Freaking Gen Xers.
All I do know, I get to tell, since we're talking about bowling, I'll make a point, put this out there.
I think we came in 16th.
14th, thank you.
Was it 14th? I thought it was 16th.
I like the one the weekend that you guys won and didn't even show up.
Yeah, we got all 4 points. We weren't even there. But
thanks, Ed, Jody.
But since we're talking about bowling, though, I'll make sure I put this out there so everybody knows now. But come December 27th, 2019, I rolled the perfect game.
He did.
So I do have
my birthday.
Yes, my big brother Jimmy was on his birthday. As soon as I rolled it, first person I messaged was my big brother Jimmy.
That's right.
Because I rolled a 300 on his birthday.
300. That wasn't a no-taps game, though, was it?
No. That's why I say it's a 300. I got the trophy. I got the ring.
Nice.
And the plaque, everything.
You see what he did? He said, I got the trophy. I got the ring.
Yes. I'm shooting Sean.
What is
this guy over here?
He's too loud. He's
sticking the microphone in my face.
Reverberating the microphone. It's like
let's
making
talk
me insane.
From back here.
I want to make sure that Knott hears what I'm saying, and he shuts up.
Yeah.
This is very important information.
What is it? My turn.
What did you see? What he said?
I rolled.
He says I got the something or other, and I got the ring.
Ring.
Yeah, he's got the ring.
Got the trophy,
and I got the plaque.
Got the ring, and he shot the finger at me.
I got the plaque.
You know,
got a little pin.
Hey, folks,
you want me to give you the pin? I gave you the pin. You can carry it around.
If y'all go to 105 and Loop 336, I'm sorry.
He don't even know where he's at.
If you go to Conroe, and go to the Easy Pawn right next to Papa John's, you could probably buy his 300 ring. He had to pawn it because he's so broke. You know why?
That's you know Mudbug. Because
he's trying to buy that next 300.
That's Mudbug, yeah. I'm trying
man.
Yeah,
right.
Talking
I'm
to
just Lordy, kidding. Lordy. I'm just
talking to the I'm owner of Bowling Now to see if he can fix me in.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to post a picture this coming week of Bug trying to dig into the closed donation box where he lost his 300 ring.
Did you really lose it?
No.
He's going. I'm like, neck up.
The one thing I would never lose would be my 300
ring. I'm buying this story.
Yeah.
No. I saw the way you're looking at me. It's like, no.
Wait,
Jimmy,
what?
No, Jimmy. No.
No,
that ring sits right next to my bed on my night table. I always see it every day.
Bugs
still go. In the
Christine's
ring.
Christine's going, where are your sons? I don't know. Where's your ring?
Right there. That's exactly right.
Hey, and folks, I'm going to tell you why he leaves it on his nightstand. It's so that when he wakes up in the morning, he remembers how awesome he is.
I remember. I was that awesome once.
This one time. I was this awesome.
Hey, one time. One time, I was perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm pretty much the best there is. When I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
I did that day. I'm sorry, Bug. As we share your greatest achievement, Bug.
Greatest achievement.
His greatest achievement is bowling a perfect game.
Mm. Nice.
My Bug bowled a 300. Mm. Bug, what was the score of your next game?
Wait a minute. I hate you right now.
Is this when they took the bumpers down?
Wow. Guys are awesome. That was good, Jimmy. That was good. Man.
And then they took the bumpers down.
Yeah. And then my real play.
And they were like,
here comes the real score.
I'm sorry.
I think it was kind of like last week. It was our last week of bowling last week. So,
yeah.
So my first game, for me, was pretty damn good. The first game of the night.
Yeah.
Of the last games of the season. I pulled a 196. For me, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like bowling.
Not bad, man.
he has a 170 average, I think.
Yeah, and my second game was like a 136. which I think was pretty close to what Bug's second game was after that 300.
Close. It was a 154.
You got halfway there, buddy. Good
only
job.
Got halfway the second.
Dang.
Good job.
I rolled a 300 the very next game, 154.
Mm.
So
for then the guy, last game though,
if was any of you know anything about bowling, easy 600. You know that's your benchmark. You're like all the regular bowlers. Oh, gee, if you just get a 600 series, you're great. And Bug bowled a 300 game in three games and still didn't get a 600 series.
No, I did, but I still did not get my highest series ever. I rolled a 300 game and still didn't get my highest series ever. I still only rolled a 630 something series. Yeah. It was horrible.
He
but
barely
it was,
got there.
It was anyway, horrible. Rolled right. 300. Next two games were subpar or.
That's a long time ago in the galaxy, far, far away from here.
Yeah. Well, 2019 anyway. But I'll never forget that day. Ago. But
I can't bowl. My knee won't let me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to use your knee. Use your arm and your hand and bowl the ball.
Nobody wants to hear about your bowling game anymore. We're over that. Can we move on to something else? Let's move on to something else.
I love bowling, man. My favorite. I love bowling.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yes,
not.
I was going to go.
No, he didn't bowl 300.
Did you ever do anything perfect?
Yeah.
Besides kick your little brother's asses.
I've never done anything perfectly. Never.
No, I wouldn't say perfect, but I've done some pretty good stuff.
Done some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So Bug has one perfect thing in his whole life.
That's what I said. I did something perfect. Exactly right.
Exactly once. Right. One time.
Okay, so.
I had a friend of mine.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how many.
Likes playing
done.
Golf, but he never called it playing golf.
Yeah,
he, I don't. He called it donating golf balls to the woods.
Donating.
I think the last time I went and played golf. I love golf.
Like
I
the
love
wood, to, I the love, woods were calling for golf balls.
I love to play golf. And I remember teeing up, and a buddy of mine that I was with, there was, we were bowling. We were golfing, three of us. And one of my buddies looks down and he goes, He goes, man, isn't that a water ball? And I went, it's fixing to be.
That's exactly right. There you go.
And I'm like, I didn't say I was good at this game. I said I liked it. Yeah. I love this game.
When you get up there to tee off, you see,
I'm good at it.
They say, oh, you're good. Oh, you're good. Not water's way off to whichever side. It's like it doesn't matter. If my, it's anywhere 100 yards from here, if whichever side, the ball's going to make it to where the water's at.
I did that one time. We were playing out at...
be there in a minute.
It's like, you should not have told me it was on the right-hand side, because now the ball's going to go that way.
I was out there playing one time with Lynn. We were out there at Texas National, out in Willis. Is that still around, by the way?
No. Texas National is there, but the golf course is not.
But the golf course is gone. From what I understand, it's not, because when I drive through, I don't ever see
it. It is not.
And we played out there, and they had that one hole you came up with at the top. They had the tree standing right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
You go down and down at the end, and then there was a water hazard, and then the green was on the other side of the water hazard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and it never failed. I could be laid up. I could hit perfect drive, get down there and roll down and get laid up right next to that water, and it never failed. I could try to over that water, and I'm going to end up in it every time.
No matter which
every
club
time.
You
up, every time.
Up club or down club to
you're going to try
to loft it, or
you just got to chip it over this little puddle of water.
And no, it's in it. I'm in it.
Top the ball right in the water.
So the last time we were playing out there, and
this is for all you golfers out there.
Yeah.
We went from the baseball to the bowling to the golfers. Right. So all you golfers can laugh at us too, because we suck at pretty much everything.
I was out there and I laid up. I was perfect. Laid up, and I'm about 4 foot from the water. And I'm thinking, man, this is awesome. This is the best. I'm going to chip over this, and I'm going to be on the green.
You know? Gravy.
I'm going to be on the green.
It's a great feeling, though. When you're playing a game and you're doing it, it's a great feeling.
I'm going to be on the green in three. Yeah. You know, this is awesome. I'm going to be able to putt, and I'll be able to par this hole.
I'll be finishing up.
No, man. So I walked down there, and first chip, right in the water. So you could take a drop and do it. And I just took my golf ball and threw it in the water. And he goes, what do that for? It's going to freaking end up there anyway.
Even if I'm on the other side, it's going to go backwards right into the water.
Put a big X on the scorecard and go get in the golf cart.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I
played a lot of golf in Texas National.
I have too.
Well, I did live there for a little while. But then,
when I was a kid, it ran around there a lot.
We're all mixed up over here. Jimmy's trying to untangle our mic cords.
When I was a kid, ran around in Texas National a lot when I was a little bitty.
But then,
I say little bitty. Junior high school.
Yeah. I remember one time playing golf at Wedgewood, which now I don't think
exists. It's not there anymore either.
So I went to Wedgewood, and, you know, it was a lot richer or nicer than Texas National, if you want to call it that.
It was a lot more hilly, too.
Oh, man. It's like like the rolling plains.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my point. I don't remember what hole I was on, because I only played it a few times. And I remember driving. I'm in the tee box. I'm driving. And like I said, I suck at golf. But I topped the ball off the tee. And it went about 80 yards in front of me. And it is straight. This fairway is straight.
Yeah.
But it's so hilly, right? And there's big ass oak leaves everywhere. I lost my ball in the middle of the fairway.
Couldn't find it in the leaves?
Between 50 and 80 yards straight in front of me. Could not find it.
You could take a drop already.
Yeah. I was like, and that's dead serious. I was so mad, angry.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, one, I topped the ball, because that really sucks when you do that. And then to not be able to find your ball when
that's crazy.
You literally watched it go.
You just teed off and it's right in front of you.
In the middle of the fairway. Yeah, I topped it. It didn't go very far, right?
It's like it's still in your same yard. Like if you're at your house and you're in the front of your at yard, least you made it had to be in your backyard. You're looking back, it's not there.
At least you made it past the women's tee box, though, right?
I did. I made it past the women's tee box. Barely. But
if it didn't, can you call him Mulligan?
No.
Oh, Mulligan Man. That's not the same thing.
Michelin Man?
Mulligan Man.
Take a mulligan.
I don't know. Adam Sandler thing or something?
No, it was
Well, if you're not playing professionally, take a mulligan.
Hey, if you're not playing professionally, just
how do we get on sports?
Who knows? I was thinking the same thing.
We're talking about bowling, and then we're... Oh, yeah, because
we were talking about trophies and trophies. Achievements and... And it then I went
down the moonshine's street. Fault. Moonshine was made by some dude that was
I told
a
somebody one
player.
Time. And I then, said, here we I are. Said, you know, they asked me, said, how was your weekend? I said, man, I had a great time. I said, I shot a 65 on the golf course. And really? He said, yeah. Then I had to play the back nine.
That's how you do it. Love it.
Anyway, okay, yeah. Enough of golf.
All right, man. Enough about
Let's
golf.
Let's get off of that crap. Let's talk about stupid stuff.
Talk about something else.
We're old.
Old people.
And two-thirds of us are fat. And so we're not sports people.
What? 100% of me is.
I'm plush.
Plush.
I'm plushy.
Oh. Man, we really didn't mess with that at all today.
I know, right?
Anyway, big plush is with us.
Big plush. That's so, me. Yes. So anyway.
You haven't found you a fuzzy shirt or nothing yet?
No, man. I can't wear no fuzzy shirt. It's too dang hot.
It is definitely that, folks. It is definitely
I mean,
hot.
It's already, you know, so, I mean, it was already, what, 95 today, and they said that feels like it's 103. Well, then it's 103, damn it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it feels like something. it's only 90, but it feels like 110.
We know what it feels like.
Right. And they said tomorrow is supposed to feel like 105.
Well, thankfully, I have a swimming pool I'm going to get in.
It felt that way today, so tomorrow's going to suck.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break.
Here we go now.
I know I need to take a break. You know why?
And why? Because you got to pay.
You won't let me smoke in the studio.
Not hell no.
Exactly. That's why we got to take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
See y'all.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. This is Jimmy E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our spin, Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
All right, Joe. You listen to MIA? As here we are. That's Music Idiot. And we're back.
That was our comedic intro. Music. Mudbug's not the
idiot.
One that's supposed to do this.
And alcohol.
I am not Johnny Cash. I am here with Jimmy E. and Mudbug.
That's me.
Mudbug's the last guy we mentioned.
What?
And.
No, Mudbug.
MIA.
The
music,
most
idiot and alcohol.
Correct.
It's music idiot, not an alcohol.
Yeah, not an idiot. I'm not an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
And alcohol? I beg to differ.
What alcohol did we try tonight, gents?
Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Sugarland was something really blah blah.
That
sugar something.
That Chipper Jones fella.
I can't get
somebody
more.
From Atlanta Braves.
You can't get some more.
I tried. Nobody would pour me anymore.
He wants more.
Oh, we. Oh, we did.
Man.
That was Bug.
Man.
Yeah.
Good job, my bud.
That was not me. That was all Jimmy. How rude.
You got to love it when you do something. But there's no camera, so we can blame it on whoever we want. Be like, whoa, what was that? Okay, that's good. That's good.
No, wow,
my Jesus. Whoa. My Jesus.
I'm not Jesus. Hey, I'm Jimmy.
He has to drive me home.
Well, what are you doing, y'all? Bitch, I will smack the...
What? I dare you.
I will smack the mud right out of that bug.
I dare you. I dare you right now.
Children.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down. Man, I tell you what. So that was a really short break we had.
What? No, I don't want any. Yeah.
He's home.
The only guy that's not driving anywhere.
He's like, oh, no.
All right.
This is the Deep South Studio.
Deep South Studio.
It's being remodeled, and it's doing really well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of ambiance. Yeah. We ruin the ambiance when we get in it, but I mean...
I got some stuff.
Awesome how the sound works in here pretty good, though. It's really good from...
The previous...
It's not... Yes. Yeah,
it's not echo.
Echo.
I have my part of my hat collection up on the top there. Some of them.
I can't see them from here.
Yeah, you can't tell what they are, but
yeah.
They're there.
And a little picture.
Built that shelf at an angle so you can see this.
But don't forget the picture in the CD of your fame and fortune days.
Yeah,
we already talked about that. Skip that.
Talked about that. And then I have a picture.
But it's in here. It's right there.
Picture of me and my beautiful wife when we were in Carmel, California.
Carmel, California.
Where Clint Eastwood used to be the mayor.
200 years ago, Jimmy got married.
Mm, no, 22 years ago.
Yep.
Have my
my sis, Tracy.
My small...
she's awesome.
Ooh, my small little CD, LP collection I have going on. Right there.
Yeah, and they're probably not all yours. They're probably half mine.
No, they're mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to look through.
I don't think you've
I'm
ever.
I'm going to look
through. You have any more than that?
I don't think you. I've got. No, that's all I got. I don't have any more.
he's like, nope. I got
four. I'm going to be adding to that, though.
Yeah, I got four. I got two right now.
I have crates of old vinyls still there at my house in the closet.
We're going to have to hang them up in the studio.
Do you have something to play them on?
No.
Mm. And what kind of vinyl are they?
I'm just vinyls.
I know he's got some Motley Crue. Because like cool. when he
I
was
had a, the old Motley Crue face out
when he was a punk ass kid.
When he was?
When, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Did I grow up?
No.
Still.
Motley Crue is still the greatest ever.
No, they're not.
Motley Crue.
Butter jelly sandwiches.
Peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Sorry. I can't help it. I don't know why I do that, folks.
That was not Motley Crue. That was OTL. Stephen McDonald.
I wasn't
going to
put that out there.
Stephen McDonald.
Yeah.
Performed a show.
They couldn't decide what OTL stood for.
He could. Out to lunch.
Out to lunch. Our Tragic Lives.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Our Tragic Lives from what I understand. But
Over the Line.
Over the Line.
Over the Limit. And
Over the Limit.
Yeah, or On the Line. Over the Limit.
What was the other one? Our Tragic Lives. I don't know. They never
liked to decide. Tragic Lives.
One was on, I think Stephen meant for it to be Our Tragic Lives, but I don't know.
Doubt that.
I don't even know what he ever even said.
Stephen, I don't think you're that smart.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
Don't talk about my buddy Steven.
Peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
It's a pretty hardcore song, and he's singing about making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And everybody's rocking out, and he had no clue. And I'm laughing. And he told me, I couldn't even look at you anymore while he's performing. It was pretty awesome.
Boy's crazy.
All because he couldn't remember the words of the song.
That's correct.
And they were live on stage, and he couldn't remember the words of the song. So,
but it was a new song.
He started singing about
it was new at the time.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I've had that happen. Couldn't remember the words.
Yeah. So,
but he got hardcore.
Peanut butter jelly. Yeah. It was so. It was insane.
Insane.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was rapping about it like I did. You know?
It's great. There was a mosh pit going on in peanut butter jelly sandwiches, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's amazing what music can do.
Anyway.
Correct.
Words or no words.
In other words, are they really paying attention?
Well, when you're going, you know.
All they hear is the music.
That just kind of puts a exclamation point behind some of these metal bands, right? If you like the music, do you really care what the words are?
No.
No.
Obviously not. Because if you're going.
As long as it sounds good at that time is all they care about.
Oh, you can't hear the vocals anyway. All you hear is the guitar.
Yeah, if it sounds like a bear singing backwards, you know, what's the point? I don't know. That was more music conversation for you there.
Music. Music.
Hey, but what about what we always do?
We'll sign you to two albums. I'll give you $2 to record an album. And in 12 months, you got to.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I thought we were going to get out of that conversation.
We're out of that conversation.
Let's talk about what are we going to? Texas country artists, because we did a lot of already talking about that metal stuff or whatever.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Are they interesting? If they're not interesting, I want to talk about them.
You got an interesting topic?
No.
Bugs like, no.
Come on, this is me you're talking to. Do you think I really have an interesting topic? Oh. Paige Lewis.
Oh my Lord! Hey, can we move on?
She collected She collected that fund money, and she got to do her album.
She raised enough money to create a new album.
So she's gonna be putting that album out apparently. But
I think it's very awesome.
She's actually doing a show right now in Houston.
I think it's very awesome. I like Paige Lewis. She sounds great. She writes great. She's got good songs. That's about as far as I want to go with that conversation.
So, great conversation.
Yeah, I just don't want to be a butthole. I'm a butthole. Jeff Canada told me I was a butthole.
He didn't say butthole.
He just said his name.
Well, I was trying to be nice.
Oh,
nice. I mean, I really do. I'm just saying, I really do like Paige. I just don't understand the concept of this fundraiser thing, and it's like,
well,
I don't know.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't, but I do at the same time. So I'm like, that's why I'm like trying to shut up, because
if her fans want to help her pay for her album, that's fantastic.
Agreed, it is awesome. But I'm torn between the whole fans paying to create an album that they're gonna have to pay for.
It just means that
maybe I don't know. Okay, maybe she worked out some kind of deal.
I admire.
I don't know
because she is not signed.
Right. No,
she's having to do this on her own.
Yeah, she's doing it on herself.
She's an independent artist.
So she has taken a creative approach to raise funds to do her album. Okay. More power to her.
And I agree with that. But I don't understand why it's got to cost so much either.
I don't understand why it costs so much either. But studio time is freaking expensive.
Well, that's why it costs so much.
Well,
it's outrageous.
Yeah. Well, why? Why the hell is it so expensive,
dude? I don't know.
She puts out some good stuff.
Our phone number is 936-333-1843. I need a studio
somebody something or other
to text and or call or just take a snapshot. Something, because I need to understand.
Email us at TexasRadio1.com. Jimmy@TexasRadio1.com or not at TexasRadio1.com.
Why?
Why?
Is it so damn expensive? There's no reason for it to be that expensive.
Well,
none reason. I don't care if it's. There's no reason for 50 songs to cost me
It comes back to a conversation.
$1,000
that we've had before.
Whatever. Yeah.
When we were standing there, I think we were talking with Canada.
Oh, is it going to be like tracking the songs?
And I'm going, no. And it was like, whenever the artist is making less money than everybody else involved in this equation, there's something wrong with the system.
Agreed.
It costs money.
He or she is the artist. So.
It costs money to record. I understand that. You got to pay somebody for their craft. I understand that.
You have to pay everybody. I mean, you got to pay it, and it trickles down the line, right? So the more lines there are, the more people involved in that line, the more it's going to cost you. But there's no reason for an artist to have to pay so many thousands of dollars. I don't even want to put a dollar on it because it's so many thousands of dollars to record X amount of songs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or but, one song. Because right. I'm going to be honest with you, and yeah, we probably don't sound great because we're right here in this little studio mm-hmm. with, I don't know, $900 worth of equipment.
Yeah.
And, you know, $150 worth of alcohol.
I hope y'all didn't spend $150 on that.
No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much that moonshine cost.
That was free.
Oh, yeah, free. Okay.
It cost somebody okay. else. Didn't cost me nothing.
$15 worth of alcohol. Kind of.
Yeah.
No, so, but I mean, the thing is that, like you're saying, okay, so especially nowadays, so you would think over the years, the recording thing would have got cheaper.
No.
You know, because now you're recording and you're making whatever to put out there on Spotify. Yeah, yeah. Or Spotify or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it would have gotten cheaper because you could actually get your own.
But it's not.
You could actually get your own stuff at home and you could record yourself at home and produce it and put it out there.
It's not the same.
And
you can.
How's it not the same? I don't understand how the sound's not
the same. It is not the same. It is not the same.
No, it's not. You can't.
How is it not the same?
So, if we were to talk to, if we were to talk to, a buddy Jeff, who happens to have a recording studio, how much money he has wrapped up in equipment in that studio, you would be amazed.
Understood. But
thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment.
We've had these conversations about, or recently. What through Storytelling Tuesday, we had a conversation very recently within the last few weeks about I'm trying to remember the exact words. It was the word wasn't quality, it was production versus dollar value or whatever. It was like the amount of what you're getting for what you're getting.
Yeah.
And whether it's independent or not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're not a record label, right? We're talking about Texas country here.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about Texas country.
Mm-hmm. Independent.
We're not talking about Nashville billions.
Yeah.
But what do you want your stuff to sound like?
Me? What do I want my shit to sound like? Or, you know, my stuff?
No, I'm saying if you're an artist and you want to make money.
Well, you want it to
sound. What do you want your stuff to sound like?
You want it to sound.
The best it possibly can be.
For what you want it to be.
You got to spend money.
But that's the reality. Is it? It's for what you want it to be. If you want to be Nashville, yeah, I guess if you want to be Nashville or if you want to be L.A. or if you want to be that top tier sound, that's, I guess that's one thing. But I don't know. I just don't. I don't understand the dollar. I still don't understand the dollar value. It's going to be very hard to explain it to me. When you have...
I don't understand.
Yeah, machinery and equipment and technology is expensive.
Yep.
But damn, I don't. It's very expensive. I can't see it being that expensive to where it costs you that much money to be in a studio for that amount of time to record it. Now, I understand there's people involved. There's your
and at the same time, though, getting away from that,
the guy that's working the board, and then there's your mastering, and then there's, you know, all these different steps that it goes through.
But at the same time, even get away from that, the dollar amount that they spend just to have like a song tracked and stuff like that, that I hear that they spend to do that, that floors me right there. I don't understand how that makes any sense to me either. Honestly.
I don't know.
Are you talking about tracking through radio stations or, I mean, I'm sorry, charts?
Charts. I don't understand.
So I don't understand how that dollar value of for the tracks, how that all equates to... What makes the difference for the artist? It's just more money that they're throwing out there for what?
Being tracked is one thing. Getting reports is another. Most of it's going to be about...
But they had to pay each one of these tracks, each one of these people to track. Each one of these, I say people, each one of these places or companies to track.
Most of that shit's about getting it out there. Getting it to those people, I would think, is where...
If you get it to those people, they have to pay those people... To track
you got radio promoters, you got
whoever it is, you have to pay them to track it.
Come on, Jimmy, share it with
whichever
us.
One.
I see you holding your breath, though. Your face is turning
so
red.
So, here's the thing,
his face is turning red, folks.
This guy is like, so you got that makes sense to me. I don't understand it.
Shh, You got people that are doing this for a living, and I understand they have to make a living.
Agreed.
Okay.
I agree.
Now, you also got people that are doing it just to make freaking money, and they don't give a damn about that artist.
That's the
fucked up. And if you're doing that, then you're wrong.
Okay, and you're in the wrong business.
Let me tell you that. there are radio promoters out there that I believe have the interest of the artist at heart. And I think they're trying to make a difference. There are some that we know of in the Houston area that do a damn good job at what they do.
Sure.
And they have some great artists that are signed with them that are and they're doing good stuff for them. And then there are others that are pushing, that are taking artists' money and pushing these artists that have no business being on radio.
And or...
Did I say that loud enough?
And or not they, pushing artists.
Jimmy says they have and just no business money. Being on
Dude,
radio.
Let's be honest.
But they want to pay to have that
How
song
many,
tracked.
I'm not
Don't
playing.
Even get me started.
I'm not playing. So you have, yeah. like you just said,
yes.
you have some promoters promoting bands
yep.
that need to go back to the drawing board.
They need to tell these artists if you need to go back to the drawing board.
But you also have some artists, or I'm sorry, some promoters. So you have some promoters promoting bands that shouldn't be promoted yet.
That's correct.
Or with whatever they have recorded shouldn't be promoted yet. But then you have promoters also not promoting the artists that they're supposed to be representing.
Oh, they're just taking their money and not promoting them. You know,
so,
just taking their money
both
and saying
sides of that.
That's what I'm doing.
What I'm
and
saying
sending
is
out emails.
Is there's both sides of that coin. So there are people out there that do represent themselves, and there are those that promote the bands that they represent.
Yep.
But because we, I mean,
I think
by
it should
God,
be,
we do get those emails.
Okay. So
and we
so
do get
it
those songs,
be,
and we do get them.
It should be performance based. To me, in my opinion, it should be performance based. If
performance
you're going to,
when
if
you say performance based, performance based, how?
Okay, I'm about to get to that.
Okay.
So if you are going to push an artist, right? Then I'm not going to. If I were to be a radio promoter, which I am not.
Mm. No, we are not.
I would say, I'm not going to tell somebody, pay me $5,000 and I'm going to push your music. Okay, and I'm going to send, which means if I'm a radio promoter, I'm sending out emails to radio stations across Texas, whatever. And I'm going to charge you $5,000. Is that worth $5,000? No, it's not worth $5,000.
No.
You have a list. No, you have a database, a list of radio stations you're going to send their song to, and you're going to bombard these people with emails every week asking them and begging them to play this person's song.
Hey, just
to
so
be
you
attentive
know,
to
just so you know, I have that same list.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
I have that list.
So
you know why? Because they bombard me with emails.
Oh, and I think I finally got that one
where
they stopped sending me these emails. Anyway, so to me, it should be performance based. Just like if you were in, it's sales. A radio promoter is in sales. You're selling a product that you have signed on to sell.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is artist, not Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Cash has recorded a song. We want to get it to radio.
And it's called my favorite song.
My job as a radio promoter is to promote not Johnny Cash's My Favorite Song. And I'm supposed to get it out there to. So the number of spins that I get, that I'm able to get, or number of radio sessions I'm able to get to spin this song, you know, then I should be able
pull
to get.
It from that. Pull
I should,
it from that.
If I'm getting spins, if I'm showing up, so if all of a sudden I'm tracking and I'm showing up and not Johnny Cash is showing up, you know, number 30 on the. On the TCM
whatever,
A or
chart.
T, oh, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Chart, yeah.
Not the TIRC chart.
No, not that one, but those other ones, yes.
But we're going to
But you're
showing
up on a chart. If you're pulling charts, pulling charts, pulling charts, of course, all those charts cost you money.
Just
every
like
chart
costs just like
money.
When I managed a band.
But what's crazy is what, am I not mistaken? If I'm not mistaken, I want to say I just read this, and hopefully I didn't dream this like Mudbug dreams, you know, concerts.
About Tyler and Warren on the show.
like, so...
It's fruition.
Is it TCMA that you can get fingerprinted your to make sure that you're fingerprinted. They don't charge you anything for that. Is that right?
I think it's I want to say
TCMA, Texas Country Music Association.
Folks. Yeah, or is it?
I don't remember for sure. You'd have to look at it, but we only deal with a minute few charts. So, and yes, this is an MIA, but we are also associated with Texas Radio 1. So we are Texas Radio 1.
We are Texas Radio 1.
.com.
We do, yeah.
So, with that being said, though, slap your microphone around.
Yeah.
Come on, Colonel.
It's a big plush.
Oh,
Colonel Plush.
Colonel Plush.
Colonel Plush. I forgot.
I've been promoted.
Yeah. Colonel Plush.
Is that promotion or demotion? Anyways.
I just like the big plushy. You know,
the concept behind all that, I forgot where the hell we were.
I don't know.
Who the hell
knows? It was getting deep.
I got lost as soon as you hit your microphone.
So it's just, to me, it's jacked up. It needs to be put on its head.
You know what I
think?
The
only thing I can say,
I'm going to tell you what.
Let me say something.
No, you hush for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've been listening to you all night.
I've been sitting over here listening.
I am tired of hearing you. You hush for a second. I got one thing I want to say.
Back and forth.
One thing. Go ahead. Say your one thing.
With the recording studio making a bunch of effing money and the artist making about less than that.
A quarter of that.
Maybe.
We are podcast/radio and making even less than that.
Make zero of all of it.
Any artist out there that thinks they're starving to death, I want to let you know, I'm a skinny guy between two fat guys. We are broke.
We are.
We are right there with you
and not as starving to death.
And this is what gets me, is that Internet radio.
Here
we are. We are busting our butts trying to push these artists because we want to get their
and
music
we're
on.
The super black
and
sheep
we
of
are the
of
ones
it.
That get banged on because you're just an internet radio.
Yeah, we're just internet.
Thank you for bringing it up real quick, just so you know, because everything that I've heard that comes up,
all we
I have
are
to say this:
we're just internet radio
because internet radio.
We're only available, but I'm all over the world.
Let's make a point. Let's make a point. Let everybody know right now.
Yeah,
we make nothing from any artist, any tracker of anything.
Nope.
Nobody pays us anything. So, but that's out there.
Nope.
Now, anyway, back to what we were talking about before about the tracking.
Did we just get in a fist fight out here or something?
There's not a single dime comes from anybody to come our way. We do this.
I thought maybe you got in a fist fight with somebody last week.
No,
or something.
I'm about to get in a fist fight with anybody that has problems. I sure hope they don't.
We have a lot of friends that are artists. We got friends that are promoters. We have friends that are I got friends that are sound engineers and house engineers.
Yep.
House engineers for artists.
And we do this because we love music. And we love Texas country.
The industry is broken.
Yep, needs to be fixed.
The industry is broken. Somehow, some way, the industry is broken. I'm not Johnny Cash, but I do want to say the industry is broken.
It is broken.
When you can have one minute part of the industry making all the damn money, that's the problem.
Yeah,
that's where the problem lies.
That's
why we are Texas Country Music.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal mainly independent music.
Yep.
The top 100, TCMA, top 100, we report to TCMA. The top 100 is probably 80%. I'm going to guess right now. I'm just going to guess 80% independent.
Most, yeah.
And if they're signed with a label, it's a very small label.
It's not a big, it's not a big player. Yeah.
For mostly, it'll be a very small label.
You do
all the way up to Cody Jinks.
You do have a label that is like Big Machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Machine. They push a lot of Texas country artists on there. Big Machine and what's the other one? 30 Tigers.
Yeah.
They do a lot.
Oh,
of
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
30 Tigers.
So yeah, they're big pretty machine. Much like a yeah.
Go ahead,
okay,
Bug.
Now,
all right, go ahead, Bug. Sorry,
it's storming in my mind. I've got to throw this out there right now.
Before
go along with
brain
what we're saying,
because
otherwise, because I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
Go ahead, say it.
But along with the music industry, talking about everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
This is the only point that I have with it is the fact that the artists are the ones that do it from the heart.
Mm.
And the people that they have to pay money to do it as a job.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand the point. So the point is, who the hell likes going to work? Who enjoys doing their job every single day? And if they don't, they're just there to take your money. They do everything they can. I'm not saying they all do. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to argue with you on that.
But if
I will argue with you.
Artists are doing these things from the heart. This is what they want to do. It's what they're
agreed.
They're doing everything they can.
Yeah.
When they spend, I'm not saying everybody is just there to take their money. Or like you said, if we were to send whoever a bill for $50 and they send us $50, why? Just to mention their name, Paige Lewis, like Tyler Moore. You know, I'm not saying they do because they don't, right? But that's the point to it. Like, to me, it's like if even the tracking the numbers and stuff like that, to me, it's just a point of like you're spending all this money. The people that are spending money, it's a matter of are they doing it because it's what they really love to do, because that's what they want to do? I'm not saying that they do or they're not. Maybe they are. I hope that they are. Makes sense. You have to love your job. Like the artist loves doing what he does. If the whole music industry was to work perfectly, means everybody from the ground up is doing everything.
Greed comes into play. And that's what the problem is.
That was the point I was talking about. Is that
I will say that as well. Because I will say, I'm sorry, I'm not Johnny Cash. But I will say
that. You're not Johnny Cash too.
Yes, all of that came from Mudbug.
There's a lot of things that go into play with that. Jimmy, you mentioned greed. And you mentioned...
They're doing it as a job, not something they love doing. They're doing it because that's what they get paid to do.
Those are two-folded and or three-folded things because, yes, everybody has to make a dollar, right? So we all have to make our dollars.
So how much do they care?
So that we can pay that other jackass that wants us to pay the electric bill or the water bill, right?
Who are those people? Just kidding. Go ahead.
Those people are still trying to put the lights on down at the Heights. You saying that got me in a different realm. Sorry, the power is still out at some of the places down here in Houston because of bad storms and all that stuff. Hope y'all get y'all powers on. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, hello.
Wait, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I agree.
To me, the industry point is taking advantage of jobs, and they do it for a job. How many people like going to work? Some people take a job because they just take the job. Are they doing the job because it's just a job? Are they just taking the money because they want more money, but they're still going to do the minuscule of what they're going to do? You know, we're not going to do anything more for you. We're going to take your money.
I think it should be performance based.
So
the artist was performance based.
Performance based should be.
I agree. It should be both ways. Exactly. But the artist has to pay them to do that. Performance based.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be performance based.
That was my point.
If the artist is going to be performance based, radio promoter should be performance based. Label is performance based. Everybody should be performance based.
Show me.
If you are not producing, you don't get a dime.
Show me what you do.
You know what the problem with that is?
And then you get some.
The record label's percentage will be 20 times higher than your percentage.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying that's
what the only reason it is because people still sign contracts that do that.
That do nothing.
I was just fixing to say that. I was like,
don't sign the contract.
It's because people sign contracts.
Because they want the money.
That aren't worth the shit.
Doesn't matter. I know.
Hey, artists out there, don't sign contracts. Be independent artists for as long as you can.
Or if you're
going to
sign the contract, make sure that the contract is in favor of the artist, not the label.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Get a lawyer. Look it over.
So, yeah. This podcast has gotten way freaking out of hand.
Man, we got way too serious. Why
are
we so serious?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
When's the last time we did that?
We haven't. I think this is the first time we got so serious.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it must be that Sugarland Moonshine.
I tell you, I'm all for the artist, though.
Is it Sugarland?
Sugarland. Sugarlands. I don't know. It's down
everybody
there.
Just remember, everybody just remember. I'm all for the artist, though, because if it wasn't for the artist, you wouldn't hear it anyway. So.
Just shut your pie hole. We're
hearing your pie hole.
This is. I don't have glasses on. I can't read that.
Oh, my. You got five pairs of glasses over there.
Neither one of them are my eyes right now.
It is Sugarlands Shine is the name of it.
Sugarlands Shine. And oh, it's called, it's not moonshine. It's just shines.
It's Sugarland Shine.
You told me it
was moonshine.
I swear
I'm going to bust this bottle. It is Chipper Jones Sweet Tea Moonshine. Man. It says it right there. Oh, he can't read that.
That's me hitting him in the head with my microphone.
Right. Anyway, so we got trivia tonight or what?
Do you want to do some trivia?
Yeah. Let's do it. Are you ready? Because we have been talking about this.
Are you ready?
All right. Mudbug wins.
I need to get on this podcast with Jeff Canada so he and I both can bitch about the recording.
Jeff Canada.
I've been trying to schedule me a date, but I don't think he likes me. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jeff.
Yeah, y'all remember, Jeff Canada sucks.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, he's been blowing that.
.com.
Hey, did y'all see the Jack Nelson? Did you see the Jack Nelson?
I love Jack Nelson, too. The Roadrunner.
Hey, that's not what I'm talking about.
Did you see the
Jack Nelson jingle for the JeffCanadaSucks.com?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
he put that out there today. I was like, yep.
I like old Jeff.
What was
I like
doing?
Old Jack.
What was I doing?
Trivia, dude. Come on. Like,
sorry.
No more Sugarlands moonshine for him.
Man, that was some good stuff. Hey, that Sugarland moonshine.
Jack Nelson wanted to know.
That Sugarland is not moonshine, folks. Facebook. It's only 20% alcohol.
Jimmy?
Yes. Say.
He put it out there, Nelson, Jack Nelson. He put it out there, want to know.
Not Jake Nelson, Jack Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that whole thing?
Yeah, I know that whole autocorrect. I was like, oh, my bad. Okay. Yeah, anyway. Some guy up in Ohio or something.
I know. Anyways, Jack did what? What did Jack do? Jack be nimble?
You want to know who he sounded?
He'd be nimbled.
Jack be quick.
He jumped over.
He wanted to know who he sounded like. It's like somebody.
He sounds like Jack Nelson.
No, he's like. If there was any artist out there, who would you...
Who would I say he sounds like? I think he just pulled half his beard out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to say...
Make my eyes water. It freaking hurt.
If anybody deserved it, my bug did.
Facebook. But,
hey,
yeah.
Folks.
He wanted to know... He was
Hold
asking,
on a second.
He was asking people if
who
you
he
could,
sounds like.
Who he sounds like.
Yes.
He wanted people to post on there like a reference of somebody else that he sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you know of anybody that he sounds like?
No, he sounds like Jack Nelson.
No, that is exactly what all three that I read earlier today said.
He asked me that question. Like, he asked me that question whenever
like
we were
you.
Standing.
It's great.
Where were we? I don't know. We were. It wasn't the last time we saw him at TCMA. We saw him somewhere else, and he asked me.
We
that
saw
at
Pacific
like
Yard House, and he was asking these questions when we were out on the porch when we were leaving. I remember the signs because that whole.
I told him, "You sound like Jack Nelson."
I remember telling him the whole trucker vibe. Maybe you think he could be in.
This is going to take a second. I'm sorry.
What's that show back in the day?
I don't know which show.
E-Hall?
On what channel?
No, not show, but the movie.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Burt Reynolds. Good dog. Burt Reynolds. the trucker. Burt Reynolds, like he could be that old trucker.
That was Jerry thing. Reed.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Thank you.
Lip turn, Clyde.
That was Clint Eastwood, you dumbass.
There.
I know.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, I finally got there.
Yes.
I finally got there.
What,
did you hear this?
It was just, you
It was my brain.
I was stringing you along. I want to make sure that you knew what I was talking about.
He gives you all the hints.
Moses,
and you just,
Batman.
I'm only here to help you along, Jimmy. Come on, man. You got to figure this stuff out as we go.
I'm sorry I couldn't keep up.
You're going to have to figure this out as we go. Come on. I can't do everything for you.
I know. Are you ready yet? Not Johnny Cash.
Somehow.
Man. You
know, yeah.
This has got to be the longest MIA in eternity.
It's getting there.
Oh, you keep it up. You're going to see how this goes out for you.
Are you ready?
All right. Here we go. MS, why you got to do that?
Come on,
why
white boy?
Keep doing that all the time?
I even held the microphone away.
Why do you keep doing that, though?
Come on, we got this. Let's do it.
All right.
It's really sad.
Oh, Mudbug wins.
two questions each.
It's over. Mudbug won. No. Now it's 4-2.
All right.
Who goes first?
Jimmy.
You flip the coin for it.
I'll go first.
Oh, I'm tired of going first. He wants me to go first. I keep going first as a loser. Maybe I can go.
Come on.
Maybe I can win as the.
White boy.
Come on, not Johnny Cash.
I'm still. Right. I'm going to lose. I'm okay with that.
All right. I'm not Johnny Cash, and it's time for MIA Trivia. And here we go.
And we're question.
Did anybody ask Mudbug to speak?
They don't have to. They want to hear Mudbug speak.
No.
Question number one.
Yes.
Mudbug. Quiet. Quiet in the peanut. Oh, we can't say that. No, I'm sorry. Wow. Question number one.
Yes, I'm listening.
What name was Patsy Cline born with? Judith, Virginia, Laurel, or Patricia?
Patricia.
Jimmy E. picks Patricia.
I knew it wasn't right.
All right. So that was question number one, missed by Jimmy E. Question number two. To what childhood illness did Patsy attribute her booming voice?
Is this question for me or for Bug?
This is for Mudbug.
Okay.
Are you listening? What? Are you paying attention?
No, I didn't know.
Oh my Jesus! I asked one question for Jimmy, and the next question goes to you, and then we go back and forth.
Oh,
oh, gotcha.
There's only four questions.
Oh, come on,
by the way.
Oh, it's the first time we played this one. Oh, we're figuring it out as we go.
Oh my God! This is it's like playing cards with my sister's kids.
Calm down, Billy Bob.
All right. Are you ready? Mudbug.
Yes.
Mudbug, it's your turn.
Next question.
To what childhood illness did Patsy attribute her booming voice? Tonsillitis? I can't pronounce this.
I'm sorry. We go. What is I can't pronounce this.
Diphtheria?
Diphtheria?
Diphtheria. Diphtheria? Is that what that is?
Yeah, diphtheria.
Hey, I'm only so much redneck.
Dip
mumps or rheumatic fever.
Rheumatic fever.
Man, here. Hey, Jimmy, you want to read this for me?
Let me read these questions for you.
Here, read those questions for me.
Tonsillitis, diphtheria.
Sorry, folks.
Mumps or rheumatic fever. Which one?
Tonsillitis.
Tonsillitis.
Bug chose tonsillitis.
Oh.
So we're
so nil-nil. And Mudbug
it's probably something to do with one of those that neither one of y'all can pronounce. So
I think it's rheumatic.
Probably,
yeah.
Probably.
Anyway.
All right, so
next question.
Question number one by Jimmy E. and question number one by Mudbug were both answered incorrectly.
So we're nil-nil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0-0. So zero.
They're both MIA.
Zero. I don't know what.
And now all of a sudden, not can't even hold on to his phone.
Yeah,
just read it.
This is my question. You shut it.
I'm fixing to smack him right in the bald head.
How old was the 25-year-old son of? It's like what 25? This is the way this is going.
All right, Jimmy E, are you ready for question number two?
I'm ready.
Question number two is, in which song does Patsy sing, I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow? Crazy, So Wrong, Walking After Midnight, or I Fall to Pieces?
Walking After Midnight. I had to sing the song in my head.
Uh-oh. Oh. Hey, Mudbug. Hey, got it right.
No, you see what I mean? See what I mean?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Bring it on. Song.
Yeah.
Says it here. It says here with a little bit of history info. It says, originally, Cline wasn't fond of Walking After Midnight, calling it just a little old pop song, but her label insisted that she record it. Fortunately, she agreed because the single sold over 1 million copies and is often included on something list of
something songs other than what not can pronounce right now.
Authoritative.
Jesus. Authoritative.
Why we got to be all like masculine like that?
Just right. Read the next question.
Sorry about that.
Wow. Move on.
Mm. Authoritative. That's really. It looks weird the way they spelled it.
Okay. Well,
and it's separated on two different lines.
So. Oh, okay.
All right. So, anyway.
Now, here you go. Watch it. Here you go, Bug. Your turn to tie it up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be some mathematical question.
Tie it up.
How many times in a gajillion? Anyway, go ahead. Come on now.
What's the square root of?
You win again, Jimmy. It's all you.
How many gigawatts does it take
to
light the flux capacitor?
It's rigged, I'm telling you, every damn time.
If Patsy was. I was thinking. If Patsy was a gigawatt.
How
many gigawatts would she be?
Man, y'all are killing me tonight. Is this even legal?
Probably not.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
My bug
ready.
Question number two. How old was Patsy when she dropped out of high school? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
She was she 15? I'm sorry, folks. Is that Sugarland Sweet Tea's kicking our ass tonight? Was she 15? Was she 14? Was she 16? Or was she 17?
How does that have anything to do with music?
God. It's Patsy Cline.
Gosh, dang it. I didn't know her whole life history.
14, 15.
Okay.
Oh, wait. 14, 15. 16 or 17?
Oh, on a rope. 14, 15, 16 or 17?
Yeah, which one?
One of those.
You are correct.
I did it. I got it right.
I hate it when I have to agree with you 100%.
All right. I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to say 15.
15, he says. Matt, yep. Oh, see that?
It's freaking 14.
You got it.
I was going to say 14.
My bug's like,
I bet you it's 14.
My bug's like, it's 14.
I talked myself out of it. I'm such an idiot. I can't even do this.
What he's doing right now, he's going, it's 14. You're saying, damn, you're right.
But I'm
going
to go 15 anyway.
All right, we're going to go backwards. How was Patsy Cline when she dropped out of high school? So I have no idea, so I'm going to go backwards. I said 14. Nope, that's not right. Okay. 16 is. Oh, she dropped out of high school at 16 years old.
Damn, I was close.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Jesus.
That was
really
close.
This is like the longest, most boring podcast anybody's ever listened to.
Well, maybe to you, because you had the questionnaire.
In order to help support the family after her father's.
All right, okay, next question.
Desertion.
We're done. That was four questions.
Yeah, you lost, I guess. I mean, bug.
Oh, he got one right, and then he's the winner.
Well, if you get two wrong, yeah.
Okay, we're good. But I lost again.
That's what we said. You're a loser. Cline dropped out of high school at the age of 16.
Well, I'll tell you right now, she's a slacker. Because I dropped out at 16. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, she had to wait till she was 16.
Yeah, she could have dropped out way earlier, huh?
I did drop out when I was 16.
I know.
Bug had like four freshman years, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, you are mistaken.
What was the first question? What name was Patsy Cline born with?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you said what?
I said Patricia. But it was probably right. Virginia.
It was Virginia, yeah. Actually. So she was born Virginia Patterson Hensley. In Winchester, Virginia, Cline's mother was only 16 years old at the time of her birth.
Take it home with you.
Hey, I'll take it. I'm ready for a beverage. I need some...
It's in the cooler.
I need some of that. Okay.
Who's driving?
To what childhood illness did Patsy her booming voice?
Rheumatic fever.
Yep, rheumatic fever.
That's what I was going to say, but I
at age 13, Cline was hospitalized with a throat infection and rheumatic fever. Speaking of the incident in 1957, she said, "The fever affected my throat, and when I recovered, I had this booming voice like Kate Smith's."
No, she didn't. She just realized she could sing at a higher octave in a booming voice.
Oh, and you got that question right.
Get negative much when you lose, Bug?
No. 5-1.
Yeah, he's been like leaned up. He won't even. He put the microphone down. He won't even talk into it now. He's like,
he's mad at the microphone.
I am disconnecting now.
He's mad at the microphone. Please. Because the microphone made him answer the wrong question.
It's awesome. He actually did disconnect his microphone.
He's mad.
Here.
You know what? Microphone's fault.
So. I've also disconnected his headphones, so now he can't even hear us. So that's even wow. Better. That's even better. And he is a sore loser.
He's a Lord Souser.
Really?
Lord Souser.
Yeah, Lord Souser.
All right, we're done.
I guess he still has hands, though. He can reach the.
Okay, if you're done with that, roll that thing up.
Hey,
he did this,
man. All right, folks. You know, it's very difficult being as awesome as I am when you're surrounded by when you're surrounded by people like this.
Mm.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
He was Mudbug.
He was till we unplugged him. I still Mudbug. Son of a bitch, get off my microphone. All right, I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. And I really hope you'll come back and listen to us again sometime. And if not, just send us a message on 936-333-1843 and let us know why you're not coming back.
And say, I'm never listening to this podcast
This is
again.
The dumbest podcast ever. I can't believe. They'll be like, I listened to this whole thing.
Yeah. Hour, hell.
That's
it. All right.
That's ever how long of my life I'll never get back.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Be careful. Be safe. What was it? What's
live
Caleb
long,
say?
Live long and prosper.
What's Caleb say? He says,
be careless.
No, he says,
take chances.
Yeah. He says, yeah, something like that. Anyway.
Drive fast.
Take chances.
Yeah, drive fast. Take chances.
Yeah.
Peace out, Girl Scout. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
MIA, Music, Idiots, Alcohol. I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
We unplugged my...
He was
Mudbug. My bug. No,
and I'm Mudbug. See y'all next time.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.